Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
But, goddamn, that in hip hop, another album review, Freddie Gibbs. Obviously, for me, Freddie's up there on my list. So anytime I think or know Freddie's dropping.
Is this your top five? Made your top five?
Yes. It sure did. It sure made it. But anytime Freddie is about to drop or there's a single, I'm on it. So as soon as this thing dropped.
But the promo for this was interesting, though.
Was very interesting, man. Cause
loved it.
I did too. Yeah. I did too.
It was like an old infomercial style, but he thought he was promoting the R&B album because he was being silly.
And
he was
Freddie
singing. Yes.
So for the album to finally drop, and then he even threw you off with the album cover.
The Teddy Bean.
You know what I'm saying? So for this shit to come on with weight the way it does, and then just like the first four joints, from weight to automatic, automatic's hard as hell, and then you hear dun dun. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? He's going over this shit. And then it goes to my personal favorite, Triple Threat. The way he's just flying on that thing, man. Look, man, Freddie, the reason why I love Freddie so much.
Why is that?
Freddie's flow in his voice. His flow in his voice, man. Freddie, to me, now, at least with this project, I don't care what nobody else says, but at least for me with this project, it put him in more of that top tier and everything that he's been dropping, because I think he's one of these rappers that it don't matter the beat you give him, he gonna find his own cadence, his own, you know what I'm saying, bounce and whatever beat, man. I think that's just where he is. And for him to drop something like this that's super trap heavy, that's the type of shit I bump into with. Look, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you know what I'm saying, $2 and up to get my playlist. I made a whole Freddie Kane playlist just for y'all. 24 straight fire tracks of my favorite Freddie Gibbs tracks, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to go bump in the whip, go bump in the whip.
Also, right, you know, if y'all are a fan of the clips, we're going to have the Hell Have No Fury class review. That'll be on Patreon too, so, and Jay-Z and the Blueprint. Y'all want to check that out too, so.
Look, man, I love this. Ten tracks.
You think about Diamonds too?
You know what?
Part two from Prime.
Yeah, of course.
That was the one that I was in.
It wasn't just because it's Diamonds 2, doesn't hold up to Diamonds 1. So but I liked it.
Where was Diamonds? Though. Was that on
Shuffle? Pronto. It was the third track.
Damn, man, I fuck with Pronto, but I haven't listened to it in a while.
Yeah,
Pronto has only three tracks, though.
Yeah, but Pronto is
Pronto.
Yeah, no, I
know, I mean, nigga. Yo, I put that Pronto shit in there, too. It's all mixed up in that playlist. Go get that. Yeah, man. But 10 tracks, 25 minutes. You know, hey, man, Beat was on to something years ago, man. These short
shit. It's only 25 minutes?
Yeah.
It felt longer than me.
The first time I listened to it, It went by quick, but then like when I just prepping for this review, it did feel longer than 25 minutes. Cause like right when I got to the track before Diamonds, I was like,
FBC.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now it's like, even though like I was like, okay, now it's like, okay, is this almost over, but not in a negative way, but just me knowing that it's only 25 minutes and feel like it's been longer.
Right.
But first thing I said to FIFO when I listened to it, because we've been trying to get to this for a minute, is that the shit knocks. Like, that was the first thing. I was like, it knocks. And Freddie's in such a good spot right now. It's like he's treating the rap game like the block. He just knows his place. He's not gonna do too much. He's not gonna do too less. He's just gonna give the people exactly what they're looking for. So he'll jump on some Mad Lib shit. Then he'll do some other shit with some other producers. Then he'll jump on some trap shit here. And it just works. He's really found his lane. He found his zone. Because when Freddie first came out, it was, B, you may remember, it was Freddie versus J-Rock. Who's better? Freddie versus J-Rock. J-Rock. I was like, J-Rock's that dude, man. J-Rock's still that dude. But Freddie's gained a lot of ground because Freddie has found his place in terms of musical style and the beats he want to rap on. But when he started out, he was kind of all over the place a little bit.
I said, so you said something interesting. You said he found his lane and found his place.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Like, because Pinata and this, and even Shadow of Doubt, all that stuff is kind of like different.
Right, but it's a certain versatility that he has that allows him to do that, but not venture too far outside of what he's of his comfort zone or right, what he sounds about good on.
I was gonna wait to say this, but I really think I prefer Freddie over like soulful boom bap type beats,
like Madlib
stuff. I don't think I would prefer him over trap. I didn't particularly enjoy this project like that.
Early ESGN type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that type of trap.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but this type of darker has.
I feel like this is dark. I don't feel like it is. I think ESGN was.
The knock and the way the beats are structured and put together, it seems a little bit more darker than the lighter sounding trappier stuff that he did in the past.
I know what you're trying to say. This is trendier trap.
Right.
But it's not. When you say dark, like, I just feel you need to use a better word, a different word.
Right.
Put it out there.
I feel where you're coming from, but I don't know how to express that any better. But I know where you're coming from.
That's the gripe I have with this project. It just sounded like the trendy trap, and I didn't particularly like him over that.
My thing with Freddie,
I hear the trendy.
Yeah,
I think when you say trendy, I'm thinking radio.
That's what I'm thinking. Migos, Migos, okay. But it's a trendy sound.
It is. I mean, the first track is like a trendy.
The whole album is very.
It's trendy.
Yeah,
it's trendy for Freddie. You know what I'm saying? And we even got some of this on Shadow of a Doubt. Remember, there was a couple of
right.
But he sprinkled it.
He sprinkled it. It wasn't the entire process. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, Freddie has a history with these type of this type of sound. So it wasn't surprising that he would make an entire project like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was surprising because of the marketing. But outside of that, I personally, I thought he executed it well because of the versatility that Ken's talking about.
He's talented as hell.
Yeah.
He's talented to pull it off, but. I still didn't get much enjoyment out of it, even though he raps well. But it's like, oh man, it got repetitive for me.
The production.
I think the production killed it.
Well, that's why I think limiting this to 25 minutes was smart.
Yeah,
because there's only so much of this you can take.
Right. Yeah.
This was like 17, 18 tracks.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I felt long to me, because I felt like
you were just waiting for it to end.
Yeah, I felt like it just kind of sounded the same.
I can definitely see that. But again, you know, to y'all's point, I think that's the main reason why you made it short.
So. My shit was set. Set
is dope.
When he first asked,
that's my favorite track too.
Set is my favorite shit. But
it is in the chest.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, I think this was a solid track, man. I think this just shows, you know, how versatile Freddie Gibbs is as an MC. Initially, at first, I was like, yeah, it is too trappy. I'm like, but. Damn, Freddie, like songs like Set said, I'm like, damn, Freddie sounds so good.
He sounds good, yeah.
And it kind of broke up a little bit too legit with that
Roy. Absolutely.
With that Roy Ayers sample, that was dope as hell. He kind of threw that in there. But yeah, most of it was like way automatic, which I didn't mind because them shit was bumped. But this Freddie just sound so good on this. I'm just like, damn. Even though I would have liked the production to be a little bit more variable, a little bit some like production style of Too Legit. If he gave me like two or three more tracks of
but
that.
But supposedly Bandana's supposed to be dropping.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing
snippets. Not too far.
Yeah, I've been hearing snippets from that. But so he said it's already done.
So he's about to clear the palette to
So if Bandana does drop, let's say in the next 2 months,
we gotta clear the palette with this.
I'm not gonna be like, okay, he's just throwing something together. You know how most people be like, it's whack. He just throws something together to get ready for the real album. It's like, he just wanted to get this to his fans. Yeah. I think it was a solid work. Is this one of my favorites?
And this inspires him, obviously. This type of music, beats and stuff inspires him. So I get it too.
So you know, it's something solid to listen to. If I was to list my discography, I wouldn't put this at the top of my favorite Freddie Gibbs project, but it's still a solid project overall. I just wish the production was a little bit more variable. But other than that, man, Freddie Gibbs sound good. I love it.
I think I agree with what everybody's saying. I mean, first of all, this is not at all what I expected. I thought it was going to be some some weird R&B Teddy Pendergrass type shit. I thought everything was going to be like
that.
I think
he could have pulled it off a little bit.
I think he could have. Because he did it on the Feel Like Fucking Me. Or is that what it was? Feel Like Fucking Me. Yeah, it was like, I thought the album was going to be more like that.
Because
I feel like if he did a couple more of those sprinkled in here, then maybe I would have enjoyed it more. But I definitely understand what Rod is saying, because while Freddie sounds great over this stuff, this album, it was a bit too samey for me. It was like most of the production was the same.
Yeah, very true.
His rap style throughout this was the same. But I feel like if this was more than 25 minutes, then it would have been a problem. But the fact that it was so short, it didn't have a chance to get boring.
Right.
So that was a smart move on Freddie's part. But yeah, when I started with Wait, I was like, God damn, this bass, I didn't expect that. And then when Automatic came on, I was like, okay, that's what I'm in for. It's going to be like this the whole time. And it was. The Death Row was really
good. Because even though that was a West Coast feel, it still had a trap feel though. Like, even though it was like a Boys in the Hood, but it still had that trap feel to it. I'm like, damn.
And I thought the little homage to Easy was really, really, really cool.
In my 018.
Yeah, my 018. Serving the fiends. Yeah, that was really cool. But I can't say that I'm going to return to this a bunch. And that's not because it's bad at all.
Right.
It's just when I listen to this, it's like I'd rather just go jump back to Pinata because I like him on that production more.
So yeah, you with me on
that. So yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah. I like Freddie Gibbs on that kind of production more, but I'm not even gonna remotely say that he does not sound dope as fuck on this kind of production. It's just, I really wish there was a little bit of diversity here. Like, throw two or three of those kind
of
like...
And see, with Shadow of a Doubt, he did a good job of sprinkling stuff like this. And
but see, even more on Shadow of a Doubt, I don't remember noticing
even the features, songs even like the rappers
that.
Rappers
I mean,
like, it would have worked if he did it with this.
I got you.
I feel like this was too much of... I mean, I like drug rap. I like coke rap. But I don't know that I really... I'm rarely in the mood to listen to 10 full songs of that. Like, it just kind of just gets to be a little bit, like, monotonous.
I love him on trap beats. And I feel like we really haven't gotten that since... You know, say you could say ESG, and even all of that was an all trap.
But that's why I think that this is a little bit too much. It's like we haven't really gotten this sound from Freddie, but then all of a sudden we get 9 tracks full of this Freddie. And it's like, ooh, it's a little bit too much. If he'd sprinkled a little bit of some other shit in there, I would have enjoyed this a lot more.
I feel you if he didn't have another album coming. Like, if he didn't have an album come in, this is what he left off and either this year or going into next year with
this.
I feel you. Not everybody here enjoys trap at that level, right? Like, you don't listen to trap music in your spare time. Mm-hmm. That's not something you listen to. I do. I like Freddie on this. So for him to give me an entire project that I can bump, you know what I'm saying? I love it. And I think that there are a section of his fan base that likes Freddie on this, and I think there's another section that only likes him on Pinata beats. I think there's a section that loves him on a little bit of everything, you know, and I think that Freddie's fan base is sectioned off like that. So I understand what you're saying, but I think you can't like talk smack about the people that love Freddie on this type of project. I think he, like Ken said, he's just serving his fans, and this is definitely serving his fans.
I'm not talking smack about anybody. I'm just saying that I feel like this would have been a more cohesive project had it not been 9 full tracks of the same exact sound. Like, he didn't even vary up his rap style. And his rap style's
not much,
dope.
Not much, nah.
His rap style's dope. I love Freddie's flow, but it's damn near the same flow on every single song. So it's almost like you're listening to 9 different, like, remixes of the same song almost, because he's not changing up his content.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically talking about the same thing throughout the whole album.
If I had a system, this shit would be perfect. Because when I put this on, it's to hear the knock. Freddie became more interesting and better to me when he ventured away from this. And he didn't do a lot of this sound. And now to hear him return to this sound with the type of beats that he's rapping on, it's like, oh, this is kind of more of a seasoned Freddie. And it's not as trendy as it once was in the past. So it was good to kind of hear him switch it up.
All right, Robin, you just want to let me do what he does. Weight, Automatic, Death Row, Triple Threat, Set, Triple Threat.
Set, Triple Threat, Two Legit.
Automatic, Triple Threat, Set. I would say Death Row.
Automatic, Triple Threat, Set, and FLFM.
Freddie, man, if you watching, hey, man, just keep serving them fiends, man. Keep serving. I'm definitely a fiend. Anytime it drop, I gotta get it. Keep doing what you do, man. I really don't have much to say.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, this shit is amazing, dog. Like I think your voice, your flow, your beat selection, it's up there, bro. Like, you are definitely top three in my list right now. Like, you're top three up there, man.
Freddie, if you're watching, man, you know, good job with a solid body of work. It's just really just has me looking forward to Bandana. Just hearing some of the snippets that you played on your IG. Hopefully that if those cuts still make your album, man, Madlib just gave you some more gangster shit. I can't wait to hear you flow over that. Just the way you flow over these trap style beats. I'm just looking forward to Bandana. Really.
This is cool.
Like, this is good, but I'm just.
But Harry,
like, the head is okay, but give me the pussy now. That's what it sounds like. God damn, B.
Hey, look, I like it. That's all you need to know.
You know what? I haven't thought about this project in context with what's to come. And I guess that could make for an interesting listen, but regardless, I think just as a body of work itself, this is good, and I think it serves the purpose that it set out to serve. So yeah, and I think it just highlights your versatility as an artist, your ability to rap over different types of beats and still be dope with it. Outside of that, man, good job on the project, and I'm with B, man. We waiting on that fire shit.
That cocaine.
Hurry up, my nigga. Hurry the fuck up. What you doing? Go ahead and play it.
Yeah, man, this is a good project. I really enjoyed it. I can't say that I enjoyed this as much as your other stuff, but like FIFO put it, the trap thing isn't really my personal thing. But that's not at all a knock on you. That's more just a personal preference type of shit. There's absolutely no denying that you sound fucking dope over these beats. There's no denying that you can rap your ass off. And there's no denying that your flow is way more improved than it was before, man. So I'm excited to hear your next shit, not because I didn't like this that much, but just because I just want to hear what you're going to do next. It's like, you are one of those guys where anything you're dropping is something that I would like to hear. So, good job on this. I think the people that, what?
Hey, man, he said the same motherfucking shit. He said the same motherfucking shit. Translation, nigga, hurry the fuck up with that shit.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
I'm interested in listening to your next stuff.
Nigga got nicer, but you just said, oh, this is cool, but I want to hear the next shit. I'm saying, I really enjoyed this, but I want to hear the next shit. I just said it nicer.
Oh my God.
I'm stupid, yo.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.